It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever pretend that your hand is flying? You could use both hands. I have flying on my mind today because you and I have been invited to visit the Flying Karamazov Brothers. I don't think they fly, but they make a lot of other things fly. They're rehearsing at a neighborhood theater, and they said we could come. So let's just go there now and see what the Flying Karamazov Brothers really do. Here we are at the theater. Let's just go on in.
Fred, you made it. I'm so glad. Please come on up. Meet the guys.
Thanks, Sam. Wow, you all are fabulous.
Thanks a lot. Fred Rogers, this is Howard Patterson.
Nice to meet you. Glad to meet you, Howard.
Paul Magid.
Hello, Paul. Glad to meet you.
And Michael Preston.
Hello, Michael.
Glad to meet you. Now, I'd like you all to meet my television neighbors.
Oh.
This is the Flying Karamazov Brothers.
Hi.
You were passing those, what do you call these?
We call them pins.
You were passing them back and forth and moving the whole time? Yeah. Could I touch one?
Well, please, hold one.
Oh, this is quite light.
Weighs about half a pound. It's made out of plastic.
So it's not the same kind of thing that you would have in a bowling alley.
No, bowling pins weigh much more than these.
But you go like that.
Very good.
Well, I love to see you do those things. Now, somebody told me that you played music with these as well.
Yes, we do with these and with other things. Also, we have some mallets over here that we play music with. Well, would you like to see those?
I would, yes. Thank you.
Here, shall I take that?
Well, this looks something like a xylophone.
It's actually a marimba phone.
Marimba phone?
Yeah, very much like a xylophone. Would you like to try it?
Sure.
That's one of our mallets. Yeah.
But what does this have to do with juggling?
Well, these are special mallets that we juggle and play the marimba at the same time.
Oh, my. Could you do that?
Oh, sure. Our favorite piece to play is by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's called the Two-Part Invention No. 4 in D minor.
That's very impressive.
We'll play part of it.
Good.
Okay.
set.
Wonderful.
Incredible.
Oh, thank you for that.
Oh, sure.
Are you both musicians?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I play clarinet and reed instruments, and he plays brasses.
I started playing trombone when I was 8 years old.
Eight.
And I also play some other brasses and guitar and things.
So you're just full of music.
And we were musicians, before we started to juggle anyway. And we were too.
Yeah, we all were.
Well, we all were. I didn't know that, so I didn't want to say it without being sure.
So you really are full of rhythm to be able to do this.
Juggling is a very rhythmic thing, and music itself is also, so they blend together rather readily.
But when you started to juggle, you didn't use mallets or pins like you use now.
No. I started with walnuts.
Walnuts?
Yeah, because I had a lot of them around.
And you would just throw them?
I started doing two in one hand. I figured it out myself. And then a friend told me how to do three when I was about 12, I think.
But you dropped some.
All the time. You can't learn to juggle without dropping.
Got
to
drop.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Because
every time I try to do any kind of juggling, goes right on the floor, falls down.
You need a lesson or something.
I sure do need a lesson.
May I offer you one?
Certainly.
Great.
Well, Sam, go ahead.
Andy, here, some scarves. Which are one thing that people learn to juggle with. Perhaps we should just start with one, and we'll work up to others. With just a single scarf, just toss it back and forth from hand to hand. And then with the second scarf,
that's not hard.
No. You exchange. You toss one. When it starts to come down, you throw a second one, like this.
Uh-oh.
It goes one, two, catch, catch. It's a little bit harder, but it's not too bad. Yeah. Scarves are a nice thing to learn with. They don't bounce around the house when you're practicing. And they also fall slowly, so it gives you more time to play with catching them. Very good. Okay.
And so it needs to be musical, doesn't it?
Yeah. Very rhythmic is the essence of it. Juggling is just left, right, left, right, left, right. It's just as simple as that. And when you want to do three, you start with a hand that holds two, and you throw one and then the other, just as you were. And when the second one starts to come down, you throw the third one. And then you just go back and forth, back and forth. So here, have a third one. Give it a shot.
No.
Start with the hand that holds two.
Down they go.
The drop trick. I spent many years perfecting the drop trick, actually, in my early juggling days. So start with the hand that holds two. Throw first one of those.
This one.
And then this one over here. Good. And then the red one.
Very good.
That's exactly it. And you really don't worry about dropping. You have to drop to learn. You just make sure you do those throws. Left, right, left, right. One, two, three. Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Congratulations.
I'll have to try these when I'm by myself sometime.
Oh, please do keep a set. You've just learned them. You've earned your set of juggling scarves.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Come on, Sam. Go get your shoes on.
All right.
It looks like you all have different shoes on.
Yes. Yeah. We have some taps on our shoes.
So we can make music with our feet on the floor. And we also have things on our hands, too.
Oh, what are these?
We call the gloves wackos. They're like tap gloves. They're little snaps on the palms, and when we catch a club, they make a sound.
Right. Here, look. Can you show us how you do this? Aha.
There it is.
Like that. How was the lesson?
Oh, it was fine. So, you know, Sam's a fine teacher. But you mean you're going to actually tap dance as you juggle?
Yeah, we have a piece here. We're going to tap dance and make sounds with our hands all at once.
You'll be able to see a little better from out in one of the seats there.
Oh, well, I'll go and watch there.
Great.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. We'll give it a try.
Look for that. You are just great. No wonder people call you the Flying Karamazov Brothers. I'm proud to be your neighbor.
Thanks.
Hope to see you soon again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye, Fred.
Take care. Let's try it again, guys, from the doubles.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's just go on back to my place. When people juggle well, they make it look as if the things they're juggling are really flying in the air. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Those Flying Karamazov Brothers are wonderful. Trolley, I wondered if you ever thought of flying. Like X the Owl, yeah. All right, let's just have some make-believe. To the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hello, Trolley. Oh, neighbor Aber, you all are so generous.
Well, Mayor Maggie thought these vegetables and fruit might be of help.
Oh, food for the world can always use food.
And some money to send it where it's needed.
Oh, please thank Mayor Maggie for us, won't you?
I'll be glad to. I'll just leave this produce here in the garden for you, okay?
Oh, that'll be just fine. And I thank you again, neighbor Aber.
You're always welcome, Queen Sarah.
Oh, such generosity.
Do you hear some strange noises? Let's see if it gets louder or softer as I go this way. I can hardly hear it over here, so it must be back there somewhere. It's getting louder, so we must be closer to it. Wow, it sounds like it might be right in there. X the Owl, are you all right?
Oh, neighbor Aber, I was just hoping somebody would come by.
Hi, X, are you okay? We heard a big noise.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, but I can't get my owl copy machine to work.
Your owl copy machine?
Yeah, I was trying to print up some flyers, and all of a sudden, it stopped.
Oh, well, where is your machine?
Inside my tree. Do you have time to help with it?
Oh, sure. Do you want to show it to me here?
Why don't you just come on inside?
Back door?
That's the easiest way.
All right, I'll see you inside in 1.5.
1.5 it is. Thanks. Yeah, come on in. Yeah.
Now hey,
it's good. It's right over here.
It does look like there's something wrong.
That's my copy machine.
Just what is this you're trying to print?
Yeah, I'm trying to print Learn to Fly.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Learn to Fly. Are you planning to give flying lessons, X?
Sure. I mean, if I can fly, I should certainly be able to teach somebody else.
Well, I don't know about that. But I came in here to help fix your machine.
Do you think you can do it?
Well, I'm not sure. Is it unplugged?
I'll check for sure.
Okay.
Yep, it's unplugged.
Okay, good. Let's see. That seems to be all right. Everything looks good out here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look inside. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Has this blue, yellow, and pink scarf always been in here?
I wondered where that was.
Mind if I take it out?
Oh, please do. Well, well, well. Thanks, neighbor Aber.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I better plug it in. We'll see if it works, okay?
Okay.
Just a second.
All right.
There it is. Oh, wow.
It works.
Thanks. I mean, you're really good at fixing stuff.
Well, glad I could be of help.
Yeah, I better turn it off now. Yeah.
Whoa,
that's
much
great.
Better. Learn to fly.
That's right. I'll tell you, I'm going to teach flying. Please take some of those papers and give them to folks, all right?
All right. Folks, not just birds?
Oh, give them to anybody. I'll teach anybody to fly.
Okay, I'll spread the word. Uh-huh. Looks like you're going to have plenty of flyers.
About flying. Thanks, neighbor Aber.
You're quite welcome, X.
How would you like to have that scarf to remind you of what a good fixer you are?
Well, I'd be glad to have it. Thanks. See you later.
Anytime. And free flying lessons for you.
No thanks, X. Walking is just fine for me. You're our flyer.
Okay, then. See you later.
Happy landings.
Yeah, I think I'll make a few more. Turn it on. Very good. Yeah.
Meow inside, meow tree, meow X the owl.
Oh, here he comes now.
Oh, hi, yeah. Hi, Henrietta.
You were inside.
Yes, helping X with some flying flyers.
Hmm. Meow, meow flyers.
Learn to fly.
X is going to teach flying.
Meow, little birds, meow.
No, he says he'll teach anybody.
Meow, never meow, meow.
What would you want to learn to do, Hen?
Meow, like meow, too.
Really? Sing like Mary Maggie and I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very nice.
Meow. Meow, meow, sing meow something?
Oh, of course.
Certainly.
Sure we will.
What song for Henrietta Pussycat?
How about You Are Special?
How about that, Hen?
Meow, meow, special, meow, perfect.
You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you.
Meow, meow, daytime. Meow, meow, nighttime.
Any time that you feel's the right time.
For a friendship with me, you see.
F-R-I-E-N-D, special.
You are my friend. You're special to me.
There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
Meow, meow, thank you, meow, meow much.
Thank you.
You have a lovely voice, Henrietta.
Meow, love singing, meow, you too.
Anytime. And anytime you'd like to learn to fly, your neighbor owl is ready to teach you.
Meow a lot. Meow, bye.
Goodbye, bye Henrietta. Meow, meow. Did you deliver the food to Queen Sarah?
I did, the food and the money. And she was very pleased and grateful.
Good. I have a meeting with King Friday. Will you take care of things back in Westwood?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Want to give out some of these flyers?
Learn to fly. I wonder who will try.
I'll walk for now, thanks.
See you back home.
Hope you have a good meeting.
Thanks. Bye. Hi, Trolley. Want to learn to fly, Trolley? Well, X the owl is the teacher. Hope you do too, Trolley.
Do you think X the owl will be able to teach people and trolleys and other things to fly? Of course, anything's possible in make-believe, isn't it? Make-believe is like a daydream, dreaming in the daytime. And anything can happen in dreaming. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time.
for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Well, I wonder what special person is at our door. Let's see. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery.
I don't think I've ordered anything.
Well, a long time ago, you asked me to find a video about how people make a certain food in a factory.
Oh, what kind of food?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Some people mix tomato sauce with a certain kind of food. And
is it pasta?
It's pasta.
A kind of pasta?
It's a kind of a pasta. In fact, it's macaroni, and this video is how people make macaroni. There
oh,
you go.
Do you have time to watch it with
us? I do.
Oh, let's show it on Fitz's picture. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
I thought you'd find it interesting.
Oh, a long time ago I asked you about that.
And it finally came in, and here it is.
Great. Well, we'll show it on picture, how people make macaroni in a factory.
People make macaroni, they use wheat. It's brought to the factory in trains like this one.
You mean that train's full of wheat?
It is. And she's going to unload the wheat from the bottom of the train car.
Bottom?
Mm-hmm. Just watch, you'll see. And it goes into bins under the ground. There it goes.
Oh, look at all of that wheat. It really comes out fast.
It surely does. Then it travels on a conveyor belt and then in a bucket elevator to these tall, round buildings, and they're called silos.
They're big, those silos.
And from the silos, it moves down through these big blue pipes to the separator. It shakes out sticks and grass and dirt that might still be in with the wheat.
Oh, I see what you mean. You wouldn't want that stuff in the wheat.
Here's the cleaned wheat.
Ah, that does look clean.
These are roller mills. They grind up the pieces of wheat into flour so that it's smooth, almost like sand.
Roller mills, you call them?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh, Mr. McFeely, what are those machines? I like the way they move.
They're sifters. They shake out any leftover big pieces of wheat so that just the smooth flour is left to make the macaroni.
Sifters, huh?
Mm-hmm, sifters. This big mixing machine mixes water with the flour to make the macaroni dough. And she's adding the water now.
I see it going through the tube.
And there's the flour ready to be stirred up by those mixing blades. She starts the machine.
And there it goes.
Round and round. Mm-hmm. Now here comes my favorite part.
Your favorite part?
Yes, that's the extruder.
Extruder?
Extruder. Now watch carefully, and you'll see the macaroni's coming out of the machine.
Any wonder it's your favorite part. That is fun to watch. Cutting each one of those little macaroni pieces.
That's right.
Why is he squeezing that dough?
Well, he's checking to be sure it's just right. The macaroni moves through these long, big tubes where it is dried.
Dried? Not cooked, but no, dried.
No, just dried. That conveyor shakes out all of the broken pieces.
Look at all that macaroni. It looks like it's dancing. Yes.
That's enough macaroni to feed a lot of people.
I should say.
Then down it goes into this machine where it's weighed so that each box of macaroni has just the right amount inside. Now it goes into the box.
That part of the machine reminds me of a merry-go-round.
Me too. And now it's sent to stores where people can buy it, eat it, and enjoy it.
I never realized how much work it is to make macaroni.
Most of the time we just eat it and don't think about it.
That's right.
You know, macaroni and cheese is my grandchildren's favorite meal.
Oh, I like it myself, don't you?
I do, and I'll show this video to them too.
Oh, they might want to see it.
I have more deliveries today, so right now I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're
and
welcome.
To you.
See you around the neighborhood.
And thanks for remembering.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mr. McFeely remembers so much. I have to keep practicing, you know, as I go. It's fun to think about flying, isn't it? In fact, it's fun to pretend about all sorts of things, like being stronger than we really are, or being braver than we really are. But the best thing is to know that we're really just fine the way we're growing. That people can like us exactly for what we really are way down deep inside ourselves. And knowing that for sure can give us all a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Be back next time.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.